This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. In 2013, James Cameron announced that he was prepping three sequels to 2009's Avatar. Then, 2 years later, it became four sequels. Then, the release dates got pushed back a few times. This week, star Sigourney Weaver said production will start this fall. According to Cameron, he plans to shoot the sequel simultaneously like a miniseries. Well, don't hold your breath. Hopefully Cameron will complete the four sequels before his teeth fall out. Only 3 months after Janet Jackson and Wisam Almana had a baby, they've broken up. According to our sources, the legendary singer and younger sister of Michael Jackson felt that Almana had gotten too controlling during her pregnancy. Jackson, who was previously married to James DeBarge and Renee Elizondo Jr., wed the Qatari businessman in 2012. They welcomed son Aisa, now 3 months, this past January. Wow. Hope they had a prenup. Universal Pictures has announced that Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg will adapt the comic book series Invincible from The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman. It's the writer's longest-running series aside from The Walking Dead. The series follows young Mark Grayson as he deals with the superpowered legacy handed down from his alien father, known as Omni-Man. Mark tries to balance being a teenager and a protector of the Earth, which means everything from falling in love to fighting off alien invasions. Aw, I have to fight villains and I've got this really big zit. David Schwimmer and his wife of 7 years, Zoe Buckman, have ended their marriage. The couple share a 5-year-old daughter. It's with great love, respect, and friendship that we've decided to take some time apart while we determine the future of our relationship, the couple said in a statement. Using words like love, respect, and friendship, and they're divorcing. Isn't that sweet? On May 26th, the Beatles' landmark album Sgt. Pepper will be officially 50 years old. There'll be a new stereo mix of the album and an expanded deluxe edition will be released digitally as a 2-CD set and as a 2-LP vinyl package. A super deluxe 6-disc box set will contain 33 more recordings from the sessions, most of which have never been released, and much more. It was 50 years ago today Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. Mel B's estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte, is denying the America's Got Talent judge's allegations that he was both physically and emotionally abusive towards her during their nearly 10-year marriage. Mel B was granted a restraining order against Belafonte, claiming that was in fear of her safety and for her 3 kids. Belafonte's lawyer said they would be filing his response soon, denying everything. Rapper Big Sean was attacked and slapped in the face while signing a CD for a fan at an event in Queens, New York. The rapper was attacked by a man out of nowhere, although the altercation was very short. Big Sean's security and then the cops came and hauled the guy off quickly before he could do any damage. Big Sean tweeted about the incident saying he was sorry because the CD signing had to be canceled. TLC have set a release date of June 30th for their, quote, last and final album, but it doesn't have a title, so they're looking for assistance naming it. Those who want to contribute suggestions may do so on their Kickstarter page's comments section. The Kickstarter-funded LP will be their first since 2002's 3D. Since launching it in 2015, TLC have received more than $430,000 to fund the album. TLC, take a lot of cash. Wow. A number of artists have boycotted Israel over its ongoing conflict with Palestine. So when a Western artist appears in concert in the country, it's a big deal. So much so, in fact, that the country is delaying an election to accommodate Britney Spears' upcoming performance in Tel Aviv. The July 3rd election has been delayed a day so it won't conflict with Spears' concert. Election officials are concerned over whether there would be enough security to handle both events. In addition to Spears, both Radiohead and Coldplay are scheduled to play concerts there this summer. I can't wait to see Britney lip-syncing to Hava Nagila. Troubled actor Shia LaBeouf's latest film, war thriller Man Down, has broken a record for the least amount of ticket sales in movie history. The Real Cinema in the English city of Burnley screened the new film, and so far, after 1 week, has sold just 3 tickets for a mere £9. Wait, we've just learned there were 2 more tickets sold, with a total of 5 sold. Wow, that's good. That would have been embarrassing. More than 20 years ago, iconic West Coast rapper Tupac Shakur was shot down in Las Vegas. The question of who killed Tupac has gone unsolved for 2 decades. Former LAPD cop Greg Kading believes that producer Sean P. Diddy Combs hired a million-dollar hitman to take out Pac, and that Death Row Records' Suge Knight, who was in the car with the rapper the night he was murdered, retaliated by ordering the attack on the notorious B.I.G. Others believe that Suge Knight arranged the hit after learning Tupac was planning to leave Death Row and start his own label. Tupac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. The Trash Bin. Mariah Carey has dumped her boy toy lover just weeks after bombshell revelations that she was burning through big bucks to keep her backup dancer Brian Tanaka happy. The pop diva had invested heavily to show that she was moving on after her brutal breakup with Aussie billionaire fiancé James Packer, with insiders saying that the pop diva was blowing through money like water to keep Brian by her side. It's all come at a bad time, too, because Mariah is struggling with poor ticket sales at her Las Vegas residency. Ouch!
The news wrap-up.
The high-end iPhone 8, with a 5.8-inch display and 3D technology, will be delayed past September. Facebook now has 5 million active advertisers, up from 4 million in September. Stung by bias claims, Airbnb makes site changes to combat discrimination. The head of the FCC wants to stop a plan to allow cell phone use on airplanes.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Fate of the Furious roared to the top of the box office.
The number one album.
The Chainsmokers' Memories Do Not Open debuts at number one.
The number one app.
Toca Light Hospital replaces Minecraft Pocket Edition. Finally.
The number one fiction book.
The Chosen by J.R. Ward is the most popular book in the USA.
Zayn Malik, or Zayn as he's better known, is one of the most popular and highest paid singers in the world, with a net worth of $50 million. After he left his former group One Direction, he adopted a more R&B music style, and his debut studio album was an international critical and commercial success. Malik also became the first British male artist to debut at number one in both the US and UK with a debut single and album. Fresh from his hugely successful duet with Taylor Swift, I Don't Want to Live Forever, here is Zayn featuring Drake protege Party Next Door with the song of the week, Still Got Time.
Just stop looking for love, girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got time. Come get to me, yeah, oh yeah. Come get to me, play by play. I can tell you've been bored all day, cause you're young and you still got time. Don't waste your time. You've been wasting away, oh yeah. And no matter what you say, oh yeah. That smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some faces. Just stop looking for love. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got time.
That was Zane featuring Party Next Door with the song of the week, Still Got Time. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.